Salt Lake City. Sitting down with me right now, Sean Kimble, Patty Lambrecht, two people who've been not only involved with the film, but more importantly involved with kind of one of the things adjacent to the film, if you will, the raising of scholarship funds. We're going to be doing that at Jupiter Bowl on Sunday as well. Sean, first of all, thanks for being here. Thanks for having us up here.
No, thank you guys.
It's
you guys
awesome.
Have done amazing for us. I mean, I listen to every single interview. I listen to every single ad, and I just am so grateful for everything that you guys have done for us. You know, we don't really have much of a budget to get this type of notoriety, and because of you guys, we've been able to really reach a lot of, you know, of our goals and budgets that we needed to cover. We still have a long way, but we're heading there, and it's exciting to be a part of this with, you know, 700 and everything that you guys have done for us. So thank you.
By the way, mysoulpro.com for information on all the events surrounding the In Football We Trust movie premiere. We've got a VIP party at the Casanova tomorrow night. We've got Jupiter Bowl, the Strikes for Scholarships fundraiser. Larry King's going to be there. Halo Tingata is going to be there. A bunch of NFL guys. A couple of our guests in the 6 o'clock hour, Stevenson, Sylvester, and Derek Shelby. They'll be here. Trevor Riley, Utah football legend, one of my favorite people. You guys are related.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's kind of how I got my foot in the door with this project. I actually was involved with nightlife, and I've been with the Sundance Film Festival. This is actually my 10th year doing this, and I caught word of the film, and, you know, Tony, the director, Tony Vanuku, he hit me up a while ago and said, hey, can I get in touch with your cousin? And I said, yeah, I'd love to get you guys in touch with each other. And then that kind of built the relationship for us to move forward with these events. And it's been good for me because, like I said, a while ago I stepped away from nightlife, and I didn't really feel good about being in that environment. So I told myself if I ever come back and do events again, it'd have to be for a good cause. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't see this being a better opportunity for me to get back involved in this.
Well, it's great to be involved in a good cause, but it's even better when generous folks come along and donate large amounts of money to your good cause.
Yeah.
And also sitting down with us, Patty Lambrecht. And, well, first of all, Patty, I'm looking at a number here. I don't know if I should throw that out for the general public's consumption, but a $10,000 donation from you and your foundation. Unbelievable.
Yes, thank you. I'm really happy to be here, and this is very exciting. When I came in from Florida to Chicago and arrived here and heard about the movie, and a friend of mine who's involved in it from the Salt Lake Film Center and Impact Partners. I'm a member of Impact Partners, and I was very taken back because I'm really not into football. But when I saw the story of the young Polynesian football players and their struggles to overcome their background and trying to get ahead and the family pressures, I felt compelled to offer what I could, because it's not about the sport necessarily. It's about helping individuals, and these kids need a break in life. And I have the money from my foundation, which I started in 2006. I did it in memory of my late husband, and I wanted to give back. So I have given scholarships across the country to financially needed students that would not have the opportunity to go to college. So I'm happy to donate, and I am giving them also a year scholarship. It is a 4-year scholarship, actually. So if they maintain their grade point average, they are eligible to get a scholarship the following year. So that's about equivalent of a $20,000 scholarship in addition to helping today.
It's interesting because so often we hear about benefactors, donors, and there's somewhat of an impersonal nature sometimes to donations, whether it's for education or anything else. People often want to throw money at a problem and then leave it alone. That's not what you're doing. You want these people who are going to benefit from an initial donation to maintain a grade point average, to continue being good citizens, and the reward for something like that is continued education and turning a 1-year opportunity through your foundation into a 4-year opportunity.
Absolutely. And we have found in the past that this is what happens. If they don't have the money to go back the next year, they drop out. So we have seen a pattern, and I find that it's very rewarding to help these individuals. I ask them, how are you going to help make a difference in the world? We want to change the world, be it environmental, new technology. What can you do to help the next generation? So I interview every student. And I also am asking all of of you today to also contribute and help. If you come to our events, we would love to have you, and I would like for you to also match that. If anyone is out there, we're welcome to receive any kind of donations. And then I wanted to say also that it's not just, you know, about the type of education, the type of person that receives this, but I have found now with these, I've learned about the Polynesian kids and how respectful they are, their attitudes, their behavior, they have manners. It could set a precedent for the rest of the kids out there that play football. Perhaps this will set a precedent for future students who are applying for scholarships, going to universities. You know, we don't have to have athletes get in trouble, be it drugs or what have you. But kids like this who come from a background with a very tight-knit family, good core values, I feel I'm happy to help these types of students as opposed to just anyone out there.
Patty, I'm glad you say that because it's funny, growing up in Utah, you grow up around Polynesian communities, and I have some very, very close Polynesian friends and cousins that you learn a lot about the culture and, like you're saying, that family dynamic and the respect that exists, and it's not like the rest of American culture. It's different, right? You don't talk back to your dad. You don't talk back to your mom. You don't talk badly about your parents. And now we're getting to a point where, because of avenues like football and because of the generosity of certain people, that now this community is becoming, it's being furthered with education and things of that sort, to where, you know, the impact and the reach goes well beyond sports, goes well beyond just the friends that they know. But now, you know, these people are taking positions in government and they're taking positions in education and things like that. And it really does have a widespread ripple effect. And I'm just glad that people like you, foundations like the Strikes for Scholarships, and, you know, individual donors like Halo Tingata and some of these NFL players who are going to be involved this weekend, it really does have a huge impact on a pretty interesting little subset of our culture, not only here, but all over the country.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the kids out there that are with the NFL who came from a background where perhaps the Rotary Club or individuals like myself helped them with scholarships to get to the point where they're at, they had to have help. And so they should also behave in a way in which they can turn back and say thank you, but also have those people be proud of them. So not to commit crimes, not to do drugs, not to do, you know, commit bad behavior, what have you. So I really feel, you know, that this is something very important, and it's all about respect. And they seem to be very respectful. So I'm amazed. When I saw the trailer, that was enough to say I'm in. So I was very, very, very interested in helping, and I'm glad that I can. Well, and I have to say, you know, we have sent kids to Harvard, to University of Illinois, all over the country, and it's been since 2006. My husband always believed in working hard, and he always said the road to success is always under construction. And so let's say under construction with how we build our lives, as well as a road. So I think that there's a lot to be thankful for here, and I think this event is going to be amazing, and hopefully next year we can help continue and offer a scholarship again.
Well, Patty, we certainly appreciate you sitting down. We certainly appreciate your generosity. Sean, if people want to jump on board and want to be part of this project,
well,
how can they do so?
First of all, I just want to really thank Patty. She came in, you know, last minute. We had a few things come up with some of our donations from some of the local people. Wasn't able to make that happen. And at the last second, Patty came in almost godsend and really came through and saved the day. So I just really want to thank you, Patty. I know today was a special moment. As a matter of fact, as she was writing the check today, and she can tell you this, the tears were running down my eyes because...
That's true.
You're a softie.
You know, that's what makes... Yeah, I am a softie there. And I just want to really thank you for everything that you've done for us, and it helped move this project forward. And yes, you're right. So this is kind of what the drill is. We want to really make this thing happen every year at Sundance. One of the things we want to do is incorporate, you know, obviously my cousin Trevor and everything that he's doing with the NFL and try to bring awareness to his foundation with his daughter and everything that he's gone through with that, but also bring, you know, awareness to these scholarships for these Polynesian kids who, you know, they might not have the NFL to be able to get, you know, to a better place. And we need to provide an opportunity for them to really succeed. And I think this is the way we can do it. And I'm really excited to get behind this. I think having Sundance as a platform to be able to raise this money is awesome. The timing's perfect. And, you know, we're really excited to move forward for the next couple of years and see how this thing goes.
Go to mysoulpro.com for information on all the events, including the premiere. We're, what, half an hour away from the first screening?
Yeah, I mean, we're just racing down. As soon as I set this headset off my head, we're literally running down to the premiere. I'm so excited for Tony and Erica. They've been looking forward to this moment, you know, for a long time now. I mean, 5 years to be able to put a film together is definitely, you know, a long time. But I can't wait for the public to see this thing. I was watching it the other night for the first time, and it sent chills down my spine just knowing what all these kids have to go through just to get to the point where they're at today. And, you know, it's really exciting. And we got an event down at the Depot tonight. It is sold out. I'm trying to work on a few things to try to get a few more people in there. You know, we have a lot of other events that are going on this week that if you can't make it to the Depot tonight, definitely we want to get you to the NFL Players Party. I know my cousin Trevor is going to be getting on the air here to make a special announcement to make it easier for people to get to some of these events. I think he's going to be coming strong with a big donation. I'm not really supposed to talk about it or blow the surprise, but it's going to be coming. And then the last thing is we really, really, really want to see everybody get down to the bowling event. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we want to be able to bring to you guys. And I think having Modest Yahoo there performing, I know he's bringing a few of his special celebrity guests. From what I hear, maybe Dallas Page and the rest
DDP.
Of those guys are going to be coming through either tomorrow night at the private after party or at the bowling event. If you want to catch those guys, as we are talking right now, they just texted me and said, we are coming, we're excited. So if you want to get a chance to meet those guys, feel free to go over to www.mysoulpro.com and check out all the events that we have on there. If you have any questions, you can email me directly at infootballwetrustevents@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer anybody's questions. This is for a good cause, guys. We really appreciate any kind of support that you guys can give us, and anything helps. And like I said, we're just so grateful for ESPN and all the pub that they've been giving us. It's really boosted this event to the next level. So thank you. I know Bill's not here anymore, but OC, we really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you having us here. Get down to your premiere.
I got to get out of here. I got to go home and change and get down there. I hope to see everybody down there. Once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for everybody that's come through and really made this thing happen for us. I know Tony and Erica are stoked to really see this finally happen, and tonight's the night. So congratulations to Tony, Erica, Geraldine, and all the Soul Pro crew, In Football We Trust team. We made it. We're here, guys. I'm excited.
Can't wait to see the film. Everybody get involved. MySoulPro.com. Sean Kimball, thank you. Lambrecht, thank you so much for the donation. Please, everybody, get yourself involved. We got a big 6 o'clock out for you. Derek Shelby, NFL player, former Ute. Stevenson Sylvester, same story. Trevor Riley is going to swing by, probably on the phone, because that guy's the biggest procrastinator.
I just got a text right now that Zurich just came on as one of the title sponsors, and they just themselves donated $15,000 to the Strikes for Scholarship Foundation. So now, with the $10,000 that Ms. Lambrecht just donated, Zurich just jumped on board for another $15,000. We want to reach out to any corporate company out there that can help get this event off the ground. We're really moving in the right direction. We just want to take the time to thank Zurich for jumping on board as well.
Unbelievable. Thank you to Zurich. We'll take a quick one here. Big 6 o'clock hour for you. Bill and OC show. It's just OC because Bill's on his way down to the In Football We Trust movie premiere going down at the Grand Theater tonight.